You're listening to Quick and Dirty History, the show about American history on the go. This episode of Quick and Dirty History is brought to you by whiskey. When General Ulysses S. Grant was accused of drunkenness, Lincoln told the critics, "Then find out what kind of whiskey he drinks, and send a barrel to all my other generals." So, in honor of Ulysses S. Grant, I'm drinking whiskey while recording this episode. If you too love America, you should be drinking whiskey as well. So, let's get rolling. In the months leading up to the Battle of Shiloh, Union forces, the Yankees, had been making strategic advances up the Tennessee and Cumberland rivers. Kentucky was firmly under Union control, and the U.S. Army held sway over significant portions of Tennessee, including Nashville. They were all there for the hot chicken, of course. General Grant had achieved substantial recent victories, which compelled Confederate General Albert Sidney Johnson to consolidate scattered rebel forces at Corinth, Mississippi. Grant had an army of about 42,000 soldiers and aimed to rendezvous with General Don Carlos Buell and his 20,000 troops. The objective was Corinth. It was a vital railroad center near the Tennessee border, and its capture would give the Union total control over the region. However, the 45,000 Southern forces led by the esteemed General Albert Sidney Johnson didn't wait for Grant and Buell to unite their forces. Johnson was a military luminary with a history in the Texas War of Independence and the War with Mexico, and revered as one of the Confederacy's finest officers. And he orchestrated a plan to strike the Union Army encamped along the Tennessee River. At dawn on April 6th, a Union patrol discovered Confederates poised for battle, just a mile from the Union Army. The Battle of Shiloh erupts as Confederate forces under Johnson's tactical brilliance launched a surprise assault on the unsuspecting Union troops. The element of surprise initially favored the Confederates and pushed Union troops back towards Shiloh Church in southwestern Tennessee. Throughout the day, the Confederates relentlessly battered the Union forces, driving them towards Pittsburgh Landing and threatening to trap them against the Tennessee River. In the midst of the afternoon, Johnson, leading the Confederate attack, was struck in the leg by a bullet. It severed an artery, and he died. He became the highest-ranking general on either side killed during the war. At the first day's end, many Yankees believed they had been whipped. Among those who doubted that the situation was reversible was Brigadier General William T. Sherman, who approached Grant and said, "We've had the devil's own day, haven't we?" Grant's cigar flared briefly. "Yes," he replied. "Lick 'em tomorrow, though." And that's precisely what happened. Reinforced by an army led by Major General Don Carlos Buell, Grant's forces, on April 7th, initiated a forceful pushback against the disorganized Confederates. By mid-afternoon, they successfully reclaimed the encampments that had been overrun the previous day. The tired Confederates slowly retreated, though they inflicted heavy casualties on Union forces as they did. By nightfall, the Union had driven the Confederates back to Shiloh Church. The Confederates, battered and bruised, limped back to Corinth, marking a major victory for Grant and the Union. However, victory came at a steep cost. Over 13,000 of Grant's and Buell's approximately 62,000 troops were casualties, killed, wounded, captured, or missing. Among the 45,000 Confederates engaged, there were more than 10,000 casualties. The cost is staggering. The aftermath of the battle solidifies Ulysses S. Grant's position as a resilient and capable leader. Despite initial setbacks and criticisms, Grant's determination shined through, marking a turning point in his military career. With more than 23,000 combined casualties, the Battle of Shiloh surpassed the casualty figures of other battles up to that point, serving as a sobering reminder to both the Union and Confederacy that the war would be long, bloody, and costly. 2 days fighting at Shiloh had produced more casualties than all the previous wars of the United States combined. I know you've been drinking whiskey, but I hope you heard that correct. In 2 days, more casualties than every war the United States had been in to that point. At the conclusion, the entire nation, well, two nations at that moment, was thrown into convulsions, horrified by the results. Beyond the grim statistics, Americans on both sides of the Mason-Dixon line were abruptly faced with the stark reality that Shiloh hadn't proven to be the decisive war-ending battle they had all hoped for. Instead, there was no resounding victory, only death and carnage on a scale previously unimaginable. The casualty figures at Shiloh were five times greater than those of its only other major predecessor, the Battle of Bull Run, leaving people with the shocking realization that more, and possibly many more, such confrontations lay ahead before the conflict of the Civil War would be settled.